Attention/important public communities affairs audio broadcast, for the immediate acceptance by the United States federal governmental agencies of all collective law enforcement authorities. Their public duty to receive and process this communication per citizens' rights of United States First Amendment and International Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Specifically Article 19, Matters of Priority-National Security follows.
OG Audio Media, 24:04. Gmail-gangstalking-time for this conspiracy to be community acknowledged underscore community terminated. Click here for written Gmail HTML.
Gmail-gangstalking-time for this conspiracy to be community acknowledged underscore community terminated.
http://fuckeduphuman.space/logo-@fuckeduphuman.space.png. @fuckeduphuman.space. http://grewup.net/youhaveconnectedto-@grewup.net.png. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/fbi.gov/gmail-gangstalking-time for this conspiracy to be community acknowledged underscore community terminated. _fila/_004.png. qr-fbi. fuckeduphuman.space.png. http://fbi.fuckeduphuman.space. YouTube embedded video, The Dark Reality of Los Angeles, 28:55, September 4, 2021. YouTube embedded video, The Murderous Police Gangs of Los Angeles, 18:15, August 20, 2021. YouTube embedded video, The Most Realistic Humanoid Robot Yet, Emeka, 14:31, December 9, 2021.
Note, the artificial intelligence robot above not related to the artificial intelligence story and considerations below.
Cited article, The Robot That Knows When You're Lying, scientists create an AI that can detect deception with 73% accuracy by measuring subtle facial movements. @grewup.net relating concern-futures maligned of commons. Consideration of thought. As citizens interact with law enforcement and law enforcement interact with citizens, as citizens, it is unlawful, a violation of law, to intentionally deceive a law enforcement officer. However, law enforcement officers can legally deceive citizens.
As artificial intelligence continues to evolve, an insurmountable conflict is going to happen when encountering artificial intelligence machines on the street, beginning a completely new societal relationship, both public and private, where truth and honesty does not hold the prime directive of technology advancement guidelines.
If artificial intelligence machines are created under the current imbalances, and such artificial intelligence creations represent agents of law enforcement, these ungodly creations will be legally enabled to deceive humans. In this paradigm of dishonesty, further erosion of trust societal-wide will occur.
Attention/important public communities affairs audio broadcast-part 1 for the immediate acceptance by the United States federal governmental agencies of all collective law enforcement authorities.
Their public duty to receive and process this communication per citizens' rights of United States First Amendment and International Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Specifically Article 19, Matters of Priority-National Security follows. OG Audio Media, 24:04. To correct this situation, we must create laws and enact them that makes it unlawful for law enforcement agents of public service to intentionally deceive citizens in any and all situations while such public, law, officers, officials, are performing their public duty jobs. No exceptions. Then and only then will it be possible to enact laws that can be enforced against the creators of artificial intelligence. Such technology-enabled machines must be held to a standard that is forbidden to interact with humans of action/activities that are malicious by intentionally being able to engage humans with deception, lies, and hidden motives and secretive agendas. See, Plato. Stanford. Edu-Computing and Moral Responsibility. Use this link for full written paper presented in lesson-based three-part audio media. First written 2012, revised 2018 includes considerations of AI development issues source URL. https://plato.stanford.edu/entries/computing-responsibility/. Table of contents. 1. Challenges to moral responsibility. 1.1 Causal contribution. 1.2 Considering the consequences. 1.3 Free to act. 2. Can computers be moral agents? 2.1 Computers as morally responsible agents. 2.2 Creating autonomous moral agents.
2.3 Expanding the concept of moral agency. 3. Rethinking the concept of moral responsibility.
3.1 Assigning responsibility. 3.2 Responsibility as practice. 4. Conclusion. Media credits and statement of intent. This media created and composed by citizen James Martin Driscoll, born September 1, 1965, city of San Bernardino, California, United States of America. As an American citizen, this media is created send intended to be distributed to humans of quality of concern and care of intrigue and honor to the subject matters involved. For the immediate acceptance by the United States federal governmental agencies of all collective law enforcement authorities. Thea public duty to receive and process this communication per citizens' rights of United States First Amendment and International Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Specifically Article 19. Law enforcement authorities include, the Federal Bureau of Investigation http://fbi.gov, the United States Department of Justice http://justice.gov, United States Marshals Office http://usmarshals.gov, the Drug Enforcement Administration http://dea.gov, Federal Bureau of Prisons http://bop.gov, the Department of Homeland Security http://dhs.gov, the Central Intelligence Agency http://cia.gov, the Department of Defense http://defense.gov, Department of Health and Human Services http://hs.gov, Center for Disease Control and Prevention http://cdc.gov, cdc-hiv Control and Prevention http://hiv.gov, along with National Institutes of Health http://nih.gov. Finally, Health Resources and Services Administration http://hrsa.gov. High Merit Acceptance Citation Resource Article, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the 10th of December 1948 Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression, this right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive,
and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. https://www.article19 org/accountability/our-commitment-to-accountability Article 19 takes a strategic approach to accountability which takes as its starting point our own mandate and mission drawn from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers.
Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights tied to the Declaration are two strategic pillars for our work, namely advocating and protecting freedom of expression and access to information.
Accountability therefore lies at the heart of what we do. We use the right to access information to hold decision-makers to account for their actions, and we hold ourselves accountable to the highest INGO sector standards. Organizationally, we manifest accountability by holding ourselves open and accountable to beneficiaries, donors, partners, and to ourselves. We demonstrate this to external audiences through our participation in the INGO Accountability Charter and the International AID Transparency Initiative, IATI, and to ourselves, through our internal policies and processes.
These include ensuring accountability via the whistleblowing policy, and internal policies on issues of sexual harassment and safeguarding.
The majority of our major grants are audited and subject to independent external evaluations. Often, we will add in an external evaluation in our project proposals even if not required under the terms of the grant, as we continually seek to learn from the impact of our work. A focus on impact is the basis of our monitoring and evaluation framework, and feeds into decision-making. A key component of our commitment to accountability and transparency internally is reflected in our investment in two new systems that allow for total organizational visibility to review our progress against our strategic objective and project deliverables, tied to performance management criteria. In addition, Article 19 is committed to ensuring that a wide range of people are enabled to participate in the development and drafting of future policy documents. We have implemented this approach to policy development for both our protest principles and our principles on freedom of expression and people with disability.